We're in the middle of the 19th perek of Mesilas Yesharim, going through the Chelki HaChassidus, and we're about to begin the section where he talks about that which we're motivated through a sense of Avas Hashem. V'nedaber ata me'inyin ha'ahava. Until now he was talking about Yira, now he begins Ahava. V'anofel hem shlosha, and there are three branches, Hasimcha, Hadvekus v'hakina. That which he calls Simcha, Dvekus, and the third is Kina. But he'll begin with the general concept, v'hine. Inyan ha'ahavahu, shiyah odom choshek umisave mamish el kivaso yisbach. The concept of Avas Hashem is for a person to have a strong will and desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rodeif achar kedushaso, kasher yirduf ish achar dover hanechmod mimenu, chemda azam. And he will pursue his holiness the way any other person would pursue something that he had a strong desire to achieve or reach. Ad shilo haskara shmo yisbarach, v'dav v'tilo sol, v'esu d'vitor sol, v'alokuso yisbarach, shashu v'onig mamish. So such a person, when he mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, when he says Hashem's praises, when he's engaged in Hashem's Torah, it's for him a pleasure, it's a joy, just to say these things. Kimi she'oyves eshes nu'rov, you could compare it to someone who loves the wife of his youth, o beno yechido, or an only son, ava chazoka, a very strong love, asher afilu hadibur bam yelo lanachas v'sainug, that just talking to them is pleasurable, is enjoyable, just the conversation. Kinyan HaKasuv, like the Pasuk says, Kimi de Dabi Bo, Zohar Eskerenu Od. The speech alone has this effect. So someone who has tremendous Avas Hashem has a wonderful feeling. It's a Shashua and an Oinig, it's a joy, it's a pleasure to say Brachas, to Davin, to say Tehillim, to learn Torah. That itself is pleasurable. V'hinei v'adai, shemisha oiv is bor ava mit, is certainly one who loves the Yibarei Shalom, a true ahava. Lo yaniach avodaso l'shum tam sheba olam, he's not going to ignore serving Hashem for any reason. Em lo ya'onis mamash, unless he's absolutely forced. For yitztarech ritzui upitu l'avoda, you're not going to have to encourage him and motivate him to serve Hashem. El Adar, just the opposite. Libo yisoehu viritsehu elal, his heart lifts him and motivates him. Imlo yikiv gadol shim ne'ev, there's no great impediment to interfere, because he enjoys it. If he enjoys it, you don't have to convince him to do it. You only have to convince people to do things they don't want to do, or they don't get pleasure from. If they enjoy it, they get pleasure from it, you don't need to motivate them. He's running to do it. If something gets in the way, he can't. But other than that, he's doing it. This is the most desirable trait. This is the level of the early pious ones, the holy, exalted ones. They merited this. David HaMelech describes this, Ka'ayota Arog, Alafiki Moyim, Kinashi Saragalecha Elokim. Like the Ayol, the animal yearns for the brook of water, my soul yearns for you, Hashem. Tzamanafshi Leilokim, Lekelchoi, Masei Ovo, I thirst for Hashem. Vamenichsefa, God calls Anafshi, Lechatzas Hashem, he yearns and longs for the Chatz of Hashem. Tzamanacha Nafshi, Kamlacha Besari, and so on. Kozemi Tokef Hatshuka. This is all from the strength of his desire, Shemishtokik lo yisbarach, that he wanted and yearned to be with Hashem. Ukeidim Hashem HaNavi, like the Navi says, L'shimcho l'zircho tavas nafesh. Your name and remembering you is the desire of the soul. V'menafshi ivisicha b'layla, my soul longs for you at night, afruchi b'kir b'yashachareka, and as long as my soul is within me, I will seek you. V'David atzma amar, David said him, Zechartich ha'yitzu oi b'shmos e'ge boch, that I think about you when I'm in bed, and in the morning I think about you. He's describing the pleasure and joy that he would have when speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Hashem's praises, and I took delight in your mitzvahs that I love, your mitzvahs are my delight, this kind of ava, is not an ava which depends on something. This is not a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to him and gives him wealth and success. Rather, this is the love of a child to a parent. She ava tivis mamish, a natural ava. Shetivo machricho v'kofel zeh. It's a natural drive to love the parent. K'mamar hakasuv, halahu avicha kanecha. The Ibn Shalom is your father, your master. U'mivchan ava zos hu bizman adochi v'atzara. Now the test of this ava is when a person is confronted with difficulties and troubles. V'chein omuzal, chazal teach us v'ahav d'yom l'kecha, b'chol v'avacha, b'chol nafshecha, afil noitel es nafshecha. That the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be with the entire heart, even if it means Mesiras Nefesh. U'b'chol ma'odecha means b'chol ma'monecha, with all your wealth. Anam k'dei shelo tiyena hatzoras v'adachokim koshim ni'alav, in order that difficulties and troubles should not interfere with ahava. Yesh la'odim l'hashiv al atzmo shtei tshuvas, a person could tell himself two things. Ha'achas mehen shelo kol nefesh, one is equal for everyone. The second is more limited to the chachamim who have deep understanding. Ha'achasi, the simple way to approach difficulties, whatever happens from Shemayim is for the good. Even difficulties and pain, troubles that seem to him to be bad, and then be'emes el tov amitis, really in truth, it's good. In the truth of it, it's good. V'chmashal harofe, similar to a doctor, ha'choteches basar or sa'evish and nifsad, k'desh yevish ha'aguf loyamus, who may cut away dead skin or chasom, a limb that is no longer functioning, in order for the rest of the body to heal, the person shouldn't die. Sha'afal pisha ma'isach zor l'chor, if you just look at it, it seems very cruel. What the doctor is doing, the amputation, looks cruel. But in truth, it's compassion. So in the end, it'll save his life. It'll be good for him. And it's not like the chayla, the ill person, will no longer like the doctor because he did this. He'll love him more because he saved his life. It's the same thing. The tova so hu osa. When a person thinks that whatever Hashem does for him is for his good, bein shi'a begufo, bein shi'a bemamano, whether it's physical, whether it's his property, the afi shu eino ro'eh, the eino mevin, ech zehu tova so, even though he cannot see, he can't understand, how is this going to be good for me? Vali tova so hu, it is good. Hinelo sechlash avoso mipnei kol doichek o kol tzar. His love is not diminished because of difficulties and troubles. Ela adar, just the opposite. Tigbar v'nosfa b'tamid, it actually gets more and increased and stronger. Ach bal yadeya hamidus, now people who are on a higher level of understanding, ein tzrichim afil tam, they don't even need that explanation. Kai ein lehem kavona atzmam klal, because they don't think about themselves. El kol tfilasom lahagdol kavod shmo yisparach. Their tefillah is to create more kavod shemayim, v'lasos nachas ruach lefanav, and to make sure that everything is what Hashem finds proper and pleasant to give a nachas ruach to Hashem. V'kol mashi is gabri kum negdam, and the more difficulties that come in his way, ad shistarcho hem yosef kerch lavim, and it requires more energy to remove those impediments. Hine yematz libam, these people will strengthen their hearts, and they'll be happy to show the strength of their faith, like an officer in the army who's known to be strong and courageous. He's the one they choose for the more difficult battles. And then he will show his abilities in the conquest. We know this is common by people. When one loves another, they're very happy to have the opportunity to show that I love him and take care of him and do something for him. To show the degree of that relationship. So when it comes to difficulties and impediments, the one who's a true Oyev Hashem looks at it as an opportunity to show his Ahava, to show how much he loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that even with difficulty, he's happy to serve. And that's how he looks at it. So the Ramchal is describing the Madrega of Avas Hashem. And we know that on one level, we all have the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. V'ahav Hashem Elokecha is a requirement for all of us. However, to serve mitoch Ahava, as opposed to serving mitoch Yira, is a very exceptionally high Madrega. And the way the Ramchal puts it, he says that these people don't need any motivation to daven, to do mitzvahs, because it gives them a true pleasure and joy. So the only way they won't do it is if something gets in their way, but you don't have to encourage them. They don't need to give themselves prizes and motivations. Shalol l'shma doesn't come into play with these people. So he says, this midah was the purview of the Chassidim Yishoinim Kedoshi Elyon. These are the early pious ones, very exalted holy people, reach that Madrega. And it brings the Pesukim from David HaMelech. How David HaMelech describes this concept, that the Ava is not an Ava to Luya B'davar, it doesn't depend on anything, it's a natural Ava, like Ben La'aviv, a child to a parent, and it's not something that has to be nurtured and developed and so on. It's the love of a parent and child. So such an ava is a natural thing, and this is a level the Chassidim Yishoyim Kedoshi Elyon achieved. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka also talks about this Madrega of serving Hashem mitoch ava. And he puts it in the last chapter of Hilchos Teshuva. At the end of Hilchos Teshuva, he talks about the different levels of serving Hashem. And he describes the Oyved Me Ahava, the one who loves Hashem, and that's the motivation for his service. He doesn't serve Hashem for any reason other than the fact that Hashem said, and he wants to do Hashem's Ratzon. He wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's what he lives for. He lives to do the Ratzon Hashem. And the Rambam says, this is not a Madrega that most people ever reach. Most people will never get there. Avram Avinu, he says, got there. Avram Avinu was an Oyvid Me'ahava. Avram Avinu is such an example. But that other people should reach this Madrega is very, very difficult. And he says, Lo Kol Adam Zoichel, not everyone's going to make it to this level. It's a very exceedingly high level. The Ramchal is discussing this in Midas Chassidus. Chassidus is way past Tzaddik. We finished Tzaddik a long time ago. So this is a high Madrega. And he puts it like Chassidim Yishoinim Kedoshe Elyon. The Rambam says this is Avraham Avinu, and not everyone gets to this Madrega of Avas Hashem. The Rambam goes on to say that this is what the Sefer Shir Shirim is built upon, the metaphor of the relationship between a man and a woman is used to describe the relationship between the Oyev Hashem and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an obsession. It's to the point of like an obsession. Totally dominates everything he does. All his thoughts, all his actions are driven by Avas Hashem. It's a very high level. So the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem that everyone has, we all have that mitzvah. So what does that require of us? It can't require of all of us to be obsessed with mitzvahs and Torah, because very few people ever get there. Very few people ever reach that madrega. The Ramchal says, the level he's describing is an ava that's not teluya b'davar. What about an ava that is teluya b'davar? An ava that is teluya b'davar. An ava that depends on something. The ava is the result of something I get out of the relationship. In the case of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I get hatzlocha, I get oisher, I get wealth, I get toiv. Is that also ava? It's a low-level ava? Or are we going to say, well, if it's an ava, shein tluy, but it's not even ava? Not ava at all? I don't think we could say that. The Mishnah doesn't say ava shein tluy b'davar isn't ava. It says ava that's tluy b'davar won't last. And ava that isn't tluy b'davar will endure. But it doesn't say that ava ha tluy b'davar is not ava. Probably is an ava. It's a different type of ava. It's an ava tluy b'davar. Okay. It's an ava. It's not great. It's not the highest level. Depends on something. And if the thing that it depends on disappears, the ava might disappear too. But perhaps that's also a degree of ava, and we could say that v'yahav shalo kecha, so that much you could do. You're not on the level of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ava she'en tluy b'davar. But we probably are capable of loving Hashem and Ava that is Tluy B'davar. And it may have its ups and downs. Maybe one day it'll come to Ava She'en a Tluy B'davar. But right now, maybe it is Tluy B'davar. But maybe that's still called Ava. When the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Ava's Hashem, say for mitzvahs he writes this, he says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that one of the ways we'll fulfill the mitzvah of Ava's Hashem is by learning Torah. Because if you love someone, you want to know everything about them. If you're interested in somebody, you may dig up their yearbook, you may Google them, you may look into them. You're interested in knowing about them. This is someone you're interested in. If I'm interested in the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to know about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how do you find out about the Ribbono Shel Olam? You learn. You learn Hashem's Torah. It's Torah Hashem. So the Rambam says, one who engages in Torah Hashem is a degree of Avos Hashem. It shows Avos Hashem. Why am I busy studying Hashem's Torah? Because I want to know about Hashem. I want to get close to Hashem. That itself is Avos Hashem. So that's one thing he writes. Learning Torah is a fulfillment of Avos Hashem. Another thing the Rambam writes is that one will fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Hashem by letting other people know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Because when you love somebody, you tell everyone about this person, how great that person is, how great they are, and whatever. Maybe you have to use discretion, and you don't want to be over avak lashon hara, but conceptually, if you had a melech, you had a flesh and blood king, you had a president, and you loved your king, you loved your president, you tell people, oh, he's such a good king, and he does this, and he does this. So, if there are people who are not familiar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to let them know, the whole Kiruv HaChokim mitzvah, the foundation, where is Kiruv HaChokim in the Torah? Avos Hashem. The Rambam says it's Avos Hashem. You love Hashem, then you see a Jew on the plane, on the train, on the bus, you have a conversation. And you talk to them about Yiddishkeit and invite them for Shabbos. This is all from Avos Hashem. If you love Hashem enough, then you want other people to know about Hashem. You can't stop talking about it. I mean, different people have different levels of Avos Hashem. Not to mention, there's also Madrei Kulta Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael, if you care about other Jews, then it might bother you that this Jew is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But the Rambam puts it under Avos Hashem. In Avos Hashem, you want people who are unaware about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be aware. You want to fill them in. That's also Avos Hashem. So even though we're talking about here in the Ramchal about this exceedingly high Madrega, where a person serves Hashem because he enjoys it, he gets pleasure from it, and that's the motivation, the closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the desire to give Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all that counts. There are other levels of Avos Hashem and other ways to mekayim the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, even if a person isn't going to get to that level. We can strive, but when you learn the Rambam, it seems pretty pretty much like it's almost beyond our grasp. And Ramchal also puts it that way. Zachu chasidim yishoinim, kloshe elyon. And it's not possible. It's possible to reach this madrega, but his lashon is very few people do. Very few people ever get to this level. I know one of my rebbeim was once asked why he doesn't go on vacation. Never goes on vacation. I said, vacation? I love learning Torah. What kind of vacation is there? Like, I'm on vacation. Like, what does that mean? I should stop learning, go someplace. This is what I love to do. So why would I ever stop it? Why would I go someplace else? This is the most enjoyable thing there is. You can't go anywhere else. Now, there were Gedolei Olam who did go on vacation. They took suitcases of swarm. And all they did was learn in a different place. Instead of learning at home, they would learn in their vacation spot. But they're not going to stop learning. That's what gives them their pleasure. That's their shashua. That's the geshmak. That's the oinig. So how would they're not going to? Why would I stop that? What's the point of stopping? If you tell me you have a hard time and you force yourself and it's difficult and you need a break to refresh and recharge, okay, such a thing. But for people on this level, what recharge? I do what I love to do all the time. Why would I stop and not do it? There's no point for that. However you want to look at it, they're on vacation all the time or whatever it is. There's a saying that they say among the world that if you pick a profession that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life because you always love what you're doing. For these gedolim, learning Torah, there's nothing else. What else is there? There's similar stories. Rav Bax would say similar concept. I think he was asking someone like, "What's the pleasure of playing basketball or whatever?" And he said, "To me, to learn a Rashba is more fun than playing basketball. I don't know, whatever you get out of basketball, I get more than by learning a Rashba. So why would I not learn my Rashba? You know, this is more fun. This is more geshmak." So Begadoylan, that was their shashua, that was their oneg, and they're not going to stop. But for many people, that's not what it is. So they won't reach the pinnacle of Avas Hashem. But there's still levels of Ava that everyone is supposed to do. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Elokecha, that's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that everyone has that mitzvah. So there are different levels and different ways to mekayim the mitzvah, even if a person is not yet holding by this high, high, lofty level where this is all they want to do because this is the most wonderful thing, and that itself is the motivation. The Ramchal then throws in a point in the middle of his discussion with Avas Hashem that the test of the Ava is Bizman Hadochek Vahatsara, when the going gets tough. So if it's an Ava Hataluya Bedavar, it's also an Ava, right? It's an Ava, but it depends on things. What happens when things don't go the way you had expected them to go? When a person is confronted with challenges, very often the Ava goes away. Very often the Ava goes away. And in the world at large, if we take the metaphor of a husband-wife relationship, many people get divorced. When faced with difficulties, it is a strain on a relationship. So if we have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have out of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what happens when the going gets tough? When the relationship is strained, what happens then? So, the Ramchal says two approaches to dealing with that difficulty. One approach is, everything is good. You just got to tell yourself, it's all good. You don't realize it, you don't see it, you don't feel it. You're in pain, you are suffering, but it's good. It's good. I have no clue how it's good. I have no way of knowing how it's good. People will call me. Tell me how this is good. And I can't tell them how it's good. I have no idea how it's good. It's as terrible as it sounds. It's terrible. And I have no answer. But Chazal teaches us, it's good. It's good. So we don't see it now. A widow once said that having emuna isn't questioning why this is happening. Like, I would have done things differently. Emunah is I would do everything exactly as Hashem did. The only difference is if I was in Shemayim, I would know why. I wouldn't do anything different than Hashem has done. Nothing would change. The only difference is if I'm with Shema, if I'm with Hashem, he'll tell me why he did it. And like this, I don't know why he did it. That's Emunah. Emunah is not going to change anything. Just I'll know the reasons why things happen the way they happen, as opposed to not knowing. So that, the Ramchal says, is Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, that everyone can relate to. And then he says, there's a higher level of Bali Deyu HaAmitis who don't need that explanation, because they don't do anything for themselves. Everything's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, this level, let's start with Shmoneh Esrei. The Vilna Gaon writes this about Shmoneh Esrei. Nothing in Shmoneh Esrei is about you. Everything's about Hashem. Refa'einu Hashem v'nei refa. Hashem heal us. Why should Hashem heal us? Because kavayachol is tsar for Hashem when we're in pain. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah says, there's a degree of discomfort, whatever that is, kavayachol, when they're suffering by us. And we don't want Hashem to suffer. Parnasa is for Hashem. Everything is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nothing about me. It's all about Hashem. We're daring for Golas Hashchina. Not that we're in Golas, the Shechina is in Golas. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how the Ramchal describes this second level. I don't live for myself. I live for Kodesh Baruch Hu. No kavana atzma. The tefillah is lahagdil kavod shemo yisparach. Lasas nachasurach lefanav. Again, a very high madrega. This is a high madrega. It's not for me. It's all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when things interfere with my ability to serve Hashem, it's not that I feel bad about my personal suffering. I'm bothered that I can't serve Hashem. I'm bothered if it interferes with my davening. I'm bothered if it interferes with my learning. That's the problem. The problem is if it gets in the way of my serving Hashem. It's not about me. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another way of putting it is, and this is the bigger picture of what it means to be an Ever Hashem, what it means to serve Hashem. An Eved has no agenda. An Eved is given instructions and does what the Adon instructs. The master instructs the Eved, and that's what the Eved does. Every day, he looks at his work requirements, and he does it. He doesn't write the orders for the day. He follows the orders of the day. So, an Eved Hashem, someone who lives his life to serve Hashem, has no agenda. His agenda is to do whatever Hashem tells me to do. And there's no personal disappointments in life, because there's no personal aspirations in life. His only aspiration is to serve Hashem. So there's no disappointments, there's no upsets. I do what Hashem wants me to do. That's what I'm here in the world to do. There's a marshal he once gave to this, if Pincus brings this. A person goes to a chasna. You go to a wedding. Wedding's all set up, all arranged, there's a menu, there's waiters, there's staff, everything's organized. Who made the arrangements for this chasna? The Baal Simcha. And the Baal Simcha could have spent hours and weeks with all the plans and details. The waiters don't come in and make up what they're going to do. They have a job to do. They're not the Baal Simcha, they have to go ahead and serve the dishes that were prepared. They don't pick the menu. They don't pick the sequence of what's being served. They're waiters. The Baal Simcha arranged the menu. The problem is when we think that we're the Baal Simcha. We think we're the Baal Simcha. And what's the Kaddish Baruch? Of course the Kaddish Baruch who plays an important role. Hashem is the head waiter. Hashem, I need you to set up this for the first course. I need you to set up this for the appetizer. I need this for the dessert. This is my plan. So, B'nai Shalom, take care. And I dive into B'nai Shalom. Because B'nai Shalom is the head waiter. I got to tell him what to do. So, dive into B'nai Shalom. I need you to take care of this B'nai Shalom. And I give Hashem the whole menu, all the plans, the whole party plan. You're making a mistake. Hashem is not the head waiter. Hashem is the Baal Simcha. This is the problem. Where do we see ourselves in the universe, in our relationship with Baruch Hu? This level understands, this level of Avas Hashem, of serving Hashem from Ava, understands it's not about me. I am not the Baal Simcha at this chasna. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal Simcha, and I'm the waiter, not vice versa. And if a person looks at life that way, they will have less disappointments. They will have less aggravations. Their only aggravation will be, I can't serve Hashem the way I like to. I want to serve Hashem the best I could. Things get in my way. It's a problem. That's what I feel bad about. And I relish the opportunity to serve Hashem through difficulties, to show my loyalty, my Ahava. So that's this level. It's a very high level. Very few people reach this Madrega. Again, this is, his Lashon is, these are the Chachamim, the Yodei HaEmes, the ones who truly understand what's Emes. It's a very tricky business. The Yetzihara works very hard on convincing us that we're in charge. That's really the Yetzihara is doing, that we're in charge. The Yetzihara wants us to think that we're in charge. And then we come to a lot of heartache in life. If a person understands the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not saying, people say it all the time. I know people say it. I'm talking about believing it and living it. That Hashem is in charge. And I'm not in charge. And all I do is follow my instructions for the day. I look up in the morning, you know, there's a note on the fridge, my jobs are today. What jobs Ribbono Shel Olam give me for today? That's my place in life. If you go through life like that, it's a whole different existence. And the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is obviously a much stronger relationship when a person understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal Simcha, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal Abos, and it's my place to follow the instructions and focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam's Avoda. So that's the second level. The first level is everyone could appreciate. Hashem does things for a reason, and it's good, we don't understand it. It shouldn't interfere with Avodas Hashem. The second level is nothing to do with that. It's all Hashem. There is no me. I'm not part of the equation. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam is a party, the Ribbono Shel Olam Baal Simcha, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the instructions, and I have to do what I have to do. And that's it. And I do my best, and that's my job. And I try to do the best I can. It's not a simple madrega, but it is something that a person could strive for. And you know what? Even if you can't do it all the time, if you can live this way some of the time, it's also good. Even if we can't be on the highest madrigas constantly, it's a goal, but to reach peaks during our lifetime, even if we can't hold it, it's also something. It's also something significant to be able to hold on to reach certain levels that we can achieve, even if we can't do it all year round or all the time, but sometimes we can get there. And it makes our whole existence a lot easier. Because ultimately, there's going to be heartaches for everybody in life. And the more you understand that we are the Eved and we're not the Adam, the easier it is to deal with the situations that are presented to us during our lifetime.